Calling House Legislative Administration to order, will the secretary please take the roll?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vice Chair Demming?
Here.
Vice Chair Staffman?
Here.
Representative Gist?
Here.
Representative Romano?
Here.
Representative Regeer?
Here.
Representative Marler?
Excused.
Representative Kometz? Representative Perry?
Here.
Representative Tuss?
Here.
Representative Brockman?
Excused.
Representative Falk?
Here.
Representative Walsh?
Here.
Representative Fitzgerald?
Excused.
Representative Carlin?
Here.
Representative Green?
Here.
Chair Hinkle?
Here.
That is all, Mr. Chair.
All right, committee, we'll move directly into executive action. Representative Gist.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I move to untable House Bill 929.
The motion has been made. This is non-debatable, and proxies are not to be used in an untabling motion. So we'll do a roll call vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vice Chair Demming?
Aye.
Vice Chair Staffman?
No.
Representative Gist?
Yes.
Representative Romano?
No.
Representative Regeer?
Yes.
Representative Marler? She's not here. Representative Kometz?
Here. Yes.
Representative Perry?
Yes.
Representative Tuss?
No.
Representative Brockman? He's not here. Representative Falk?
Yes. Yes.
Representative Walsh?
Yes.
Representative Fitzgerald?
Yes.
Representative Carlin?
No.
Representative Green?
Yes.
Chair Hinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, 10 members have voted aye, 4 have voted no.
House Bill 929 has been untabled. Vice Chair Demming?
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 929 do pass.
All right, discussion. Vice Chair Staffman?
I hope that somebody will explain to me why 15 minutes, an hour or so ago, we voted to table this bill, and something has apparently happened in the last hour to cause this to change. And so I don't know what that is, and I'm hoping somebody will explain. But I'm going to vote no again. And the reason is, and I didn't even realize this last time, what the purpose of this bill is to set up a special select committee to create procedures around impeachment. And guess what? We have in Montana Code Title 5, Part 4, with over 20 pieces of procedure that control impeachment. And I've got a handout that I think that may only be enough to share. So maybe we might not to take every two people, if that's okay. But we have in code detailed rules on and statute on impeachment. So I have no idea why we would need a special select committee to create rules when we already have them. All I can figure is that this is part of the attack on the judiciary that we've seen in numerous other bills this year, attempting to destroy the independence of our judiciary, which is the backbone of our democracy. It is the check on our branch and the check on what's called the tyranny of the majority. And this bill is just part of that overall plan to, I would call it a shot across the bow at the judiciary, like, we're watching you, we're going to create another special select committee like the one we had last time investigating the judiciary. So I'm a strong no on this, and I'm still waiting to hear, I'll listen for what's happened in the last hour to change people's votes. I hope I hear something. And maybe I'll hear an explanation why we need a special select committee to establish rules when the rules are already in code. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chair Staffman, and I'll address that. Between jumping between all the rooms and missing the bill hearings, there was plenty of confusion going on what was actually being voted on. And so essentially that's what happened. Representative Gist.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Stapp. And there was one member that had miscommunicated his vote on proxy, and it was so close. Such is the reason why we came back to revote, Mr. Chair.
Any other discussion? Representative Tuss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to reiterate my concern that I had, I believe, expressed earlier. I just don't think this is a problem. And $66,000 is real money. And we're here to solve problems, and goodness knows we've got a lot of them. And so I think that this funding, this money, is better spent solving real problems versus ones that I just don't think are there. The good representative from Bozeman talked about we already got statutes on the books that deal with impeachment. And yes, it might be messy, and yes, it might not be perfect. We'll muddle through it if we ever have to get there. But I just don't think we should be spending 66 grand on a problem that I frankly don't think is in front of us right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Further question, discussion. All right, we'll move into a roll call vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vice Chair Deming?
Yes.
Vice Chair Staffman?
No.
Representative Gist?
Yes.
Representative Romano?
No.
Representative Regeer?
Yes.
Representative Marler?
She said no.
Oh, no.
Representative Kometz?
Yes.
Representative Perry?
Yes.
Representative Tuss?
No.
Representative Brockman?
Yes.
Representative Falk?
Yes.
Representative Walsh?
Yes.
Representative Fitzgerald?
66,000. No.
Representative Carlin?
No.
Representative Green?
Yes.
Chair Hinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, 10 members have voted aye, 6 have voted no.
House Bill 929 has been passed onto the floor. All right, I guess legislative administration is adjourned. Thank you all.